the finality of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as the last prophet in Islam is a fundamental belief held by the majority of Muslims worldwide. This belief is rooted in the Quran and Hadith, which explicitly state that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. This article explores the Quranic evidence, prophetic sayings, and historical context to affirm this belief and address the claims of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of the Ahmadiyya movement and other self-proclaimed prophets. Quranic evidence. Quran chapter 33, verse 40, explicit declaration: Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And ever is Allah, of all things, knowing. Quran 33:40. This verse explicitly states that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, sealing the line of prophethood. Quran chapter 6, verse 93, warning against false prophets: and who is more unjust than one who invents a lie about Allah or says, "It has been revealed to me," while nothing has been revealed to him, and one who says, "I will reveal something like what Allah revealed." And if you could but see when the wrongdoers are in the overwhelming pangs of death while the angels extend their hands, saying, "Discharge your souls. Today you will be awarded the punishment of extreme humiliation for what you used to say against Allah other than the truth and that you were, toward his verses, being arrogant." Quran 6:93. This verse warns about the severe punishment for those who falsely claim prophethood. Quran chapter 3, verses 33-34, lineage of prophets: indeed, Allah chose Adam and Noah and the family of Abraham and the family of Imran over the world's descendants, some of them from others, and Allah is hearing and knowing. These verses emphasize that the prophets were chosen from specific lineages, notably from the family of Abraham and the family of Imran, and were sent primarily to the regions of Arabia and Palestine, not to India as claimed by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. Prophetic sayings. Hadith on the finality of prophethood. 30 false prophets. Prophet Muhammad said, "The hour will not be established until about 30 dajjals, liars, appear, each claiming to be a messenger of Allah." Sahih Bukhari. This hadith foretells the emergence of false prophets after Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasizing that he is the last true prophet. Completion of religion. Last sermon. In his final sermon, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, declared, "Today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as your religion." Quran 5:3. This statement signifies the completion of the message of Islam with his prophethood. Historical context and other claimants. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, claims and rebuttal. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of the Ahmadiyya movement claimed to be the Mahdi and a prophet. However, his claims are refuted by the clear Quranic verses and hadiths that affirm the finality of Muhammad's prophethood. Other false prophets. Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad, leader of the Nation of Islam in the United States, claimed to be a prophet. His teachings diverge significantly from Orthodox Islam, further emphasizing the prophecy of false claimants. Other notable figures. Historically, there have been numerous individuals who have claimed prophethood, such as Musaylimah al-Kadhdhab in the time of Prophet Muhammad and more contemporary figures. Each of these claims has been met with rejection by mainstream Islamic scholars and communities based on the clear teachings of the Quran and Hadith. Conclusion: the belief in the finality of Prophet Muhammad is deeply rooted in the Quran and Hadith, providing clear evidence against any subsequent claims to prophethood. The Quran explicitly states that Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, and the Hadith warns of false claimants. Historical instances of false prophets only reaffirm the importance of adhering to the established teachings of Islam. The wisdom and understanding behind these teachings emphasize the completion and perfection of the Islamic message, with Prophet Muhammad guiding Muslims to follow his example and teachings exclusively.